Well, hey there, good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church's daily podcast for Thursday the 3rd of December. Through this Advent period for 2020, we're coming to you daily with readings, reflections and prayers that will hopefully prepare each and every one of us for the coming of Jesus at Christmas time. Our podcast may not feel the most festive at the moment, with the exception of the Christmassy music at the start and end, but as we've been looking at with the children in our church, every story in our Bible points to Jesus. But if all you want to hear about is the Christmas message as told at the start of the Gospels, then don't worry. We'll also be looking at them in the upcoming weeks. Now, our theme for these podcasts is the phrase, Jesus Christ is born. And today, we're thinking about how Jesus Christ was born to fulfil the law. Firstly, a reading from the Old Testament concerning the Ten Commandments. It comes from the book of Exodus in chapter 20, starting at verse 1. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth below or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servants, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honour your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbour, you shall not covet your neighbour's house, you shall not covet your neighbour's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbour. A list of rules that will be familiar for many. I learned them when I was in Sunday school as a child, and I'm sure many of you who are listening did the same. They are an excellent guide for us to live our lives by. I know that they've helped me greatly. But what happens when we mess up? When we break one of them? It's easy for us to say that these commandments are good, but when we make a mistake, they seem to shift from being perfect commandments to being a moral burden. And of course, there's still the issue that we cannot be freed from our sin by following these commandments alone. This is where the New Testament comes in, and the perfection of Jesus. When Jesus was born, he did no wrong. When he grew up, he kept the law perfectly. And as we read in Matthew chapter 5, he in fact came to fulfil the law. So here is Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfil them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you certainly will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And what follows in that passage is a commandment by commandment breakdown of each of the commandments. And if you have a chance today, then perhaps take 5 minutes to read the remainder of Matthew chapter 5. There are some people who believe that Jesus replaced the Old Testament law, that because of what Jesus did, nothing else matters apart from us accepting him as our saviour. It gives us a free rein to do as we want, when we want, how we want. But as we've just heard, Jesus did not come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. And the reason Jesus broke down the commandments to us shows us their proper application to our hearts and not just to our external behaviour. I'm sure many will remember that when Jesus was asked by one of the religious leaders to identify the greatest commandment in all the law, Jesus replied by quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, and Leviticus 19, verse 18. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on to these two commandments. When we hear these commandments and the 10 from the Old Testament read together, we realise that Jesus' response summarises the heart of the 10 commandments. The first 4 of the 10 commandments have to do with our relationship to God, whilst commandments 5 through 10 address our relationship to one another. Jesus came to fulfil the law. Jesus is the true Israelite who perfectly loved God with all of his heart, and he perfectly loved his neighbours too. And the Old Testament law pointed to Jesus Christ. And whilst they are a set of rules in the Old Testament, they become full of life when properly revealed through Christ Jesus. And so, in this season of Advent, let us remember that Jesus came to fulfil the law, and let us worship the wonder of Christ. Let's pray. Jesus, you fulfilled the law. You showed us a better way of living through your birth, your life, your death, and your resurrection. And we ask that you would remind us of your wonder this Christmas time. We thank you for the promise that we can walk alongside you and be with you forever through the redeeming power of your sacrifice to us, not through our own works alone. As we continue journeying towards that wonderful day when we celebrate your birth, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to breathe hope into our lives through your word. We ask these things in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.